Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
46902.
Thank you. And your name?
Ray Davies.
To make sure I'm accessing the correct account, please verify the address.
6014 Yale Court, Kokomo, Indiana.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I do have an account located in reference to the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. I show the trial has expired. It looks like the end of trial fees were declined. How may I assist you?
The end of trial fees were declined, so I will not be charged.
Not yet. No, ma'am. It looks like it's going to be trying again.
Okay. I don't want to be subscribed to anything, though.
Oh, may I ask why you don't want to continue with the products?
Because... it's not working, but also because I didn't want to be spending $90 or whatever it's going to end up being, because they're always expensive. And I thought I read every little bit of fine print, but I'm only seeing comments from people saying that they were getting charged. So I'm calling to make sure that I wouldn't be charged.
Gotcha. And I do sincerely apologize.
I did respond to an email. I had actually emailed within a week of getting it. I emailed saying, I want to make sure that I'm not going to be charged for this. And nobody responded. So now I'm following up because I did not think that I had already expired. It was supposed to be a 14-day thing, and I didn't get charged until the 22nd. That's when I got charged. I just checked my bank statement.
That may be when it posted, but the original order date was, I'm double-checking that right now, was the 18th. It may have posted on the 22nd, but it was originally done on the 18th, so that's why the 14-day trial's already lapsed. Now, insofar as it not working, it is an all-natural weight loss supplement. It does take a consecutive 2 to 6 weeks of continuous use to get the results you're looking for. I know you mentioned price was a concern. Because it is designed to burn fat and get it out your system faster, I can place the account on a 30-day hold if you'd like.
No. I don't want a chance that this is going to be charged. I can't afford, even if it started working for me, I cannot afford. I don't even know what the charge would be since it was declined, but I'm willing to bet it's going to be $90 or more, right?
Well, actually, I would be able to also throw in a 35% discount because you're calling during the customer appreciation month, which would be locked in for the life of your account until you reached your goal.
Yeah, and what would that be?
I'd bring it down to about $50.
No. I honestly cannot afford that stuff. I get $25 out of my paycheck left over. I cannot do that.
I gotcha. I mean, I could sweeten the deal and make it as much as 50% off.
No.
I gotcha. Well, we'll go ahead and cancel you out. Can we help you with anything else?
Nope. So I want to make sure I will not be charged at all, correct?
We'll go ahead and get this account canceled out.
Okay, so I need to actually hear you say I will not be getting any more charges other than with what I already paid for shipping.
I'm double-checking that right now. One moment.
Thank you.
So it's showing me because they were declined, it's set to go to collections. To avoid that, we do have the option to go ahead and do a discount of $17.99 for the end of trial fees to make sure it doesn't go through.
$17.99. Otherwise, I go to collections for something that I did not even sign up for.
Well, because of the trial program being agreed to when you initially signed up, it would be a valid collection.
But I purposely, I mean, I seriously looked to make sure that that was not going to happen because I've been taking on these kind of things before. And I made sure that there was absolutely nothing I was signing up for. It was pay shipping and handling, pay shipping and handling, pay shipping and handling, absolutely free, pay shipping and handling. There was no 14-day anything in there that I saw. So if it's in there, it is buried in the finest print that I've ever seen on a computer.
Okay, I do sincerely apologize. It is that size 16 font print, and it's in the first paragraph, second sentence. But I'll go ahead and get that waived. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So I will not be charged anything?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to send to collections? Nothing at all?
I'm going to get everything taken care of.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Aya.
Spell that for me, please.
A-L-Y-A.
A-I-L-A?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an authorization number or anything that you can give me to make sure that this will not happen? Because I'm not trusting anything right now.
Okay. Your confirmation is C as in Charlie, 9, E as in Echo, 507, 15A1.
15A1, like Apple?
Mm-hmm.
And that's stating that I will not be charged $17.99 to avoid collections. I will not go into collections. I will not be charged anything at all.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.